Bez Hashem, next few years, we'll be learning the sugis and halachas of Shabbos. First, mitzvah chabura, the seder chabura, we're doing this for a seder. Learning the sugis of kitzur, focusing in the halacha, that means we learn Torah Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, Paz, Mon Avram, Mishneh Berurah, Be'alacha, Shaar Tzion. Halacha mice is very important to make it practical, and therefore I advise every person here to get a Likud Sefer, to make it a Lachol Maiso. That means whether you appreciate Shmir Shabbos B'chotzai, or the Aruch HaShabbos, or of Simcha Bonim, numerous other Svarim, they're all wonderful. English or Hebrew, but they're all great. We should use it to make it very practical. The goal in Hilchot Shabbos is that first, Mishpura has over here in Shabbos two Akdomas. He has Akdoma of Klolius, and he has Akdoma to Yuchid and Hilchot Shabbos. That means all Mishneh Berurahs and Chelek Gimel have two separate Akdomas. Except I see the Oizel Hodor, they took out one of them. Not sure what happened over there. Maisa in the Akdoma Klolius of the Chofetz Chaim, he brings down first the Yisoid of the Bria. Why are we here for? Basic 101 question over here. Why are we in the world? What's the point? He says that even though we're the Katnei HaBriyam, we're the last ones in the Bria, Roshim Mechshivasam. We are the Rosh Nechshivas. Why we were created for? The Torah is saying for our own good over here. Speaking of the pasuk in Eschanon, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzav us to go do all his chukim, l'tov lanu kol hayomim. Olam hazeh, olam haba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the bria, what's good for us. Roim chazdoi, what's good. And through this, ayidei zeh, yoch yeh, b'chaloseinu l'kabo, hashpoz tovo, roim chazdoi, olam hazeh, olam haba. Everyone knows the lashon b'shil shishorim, l'odom b'ziv shchinosai. This world is a prisoner of the Olam Shel Emes, but that we're here, l'tov seinu, for our own good. He explains how the Geir Ta'av Guf, our Gashmias, we have Mozoin, for the Gashmias, we have food. Same thing, the Geir Ta'aruchnias, Aruchnias is a Ruchnias of Nitzchi, therefore we have to have Mozoin, that's Nitzchi. What is that? That's Torah. L'chai Olam Notab Ezechenu, Torah is the Mozoin Nitzchi. He explains over here that the point of Torah is Chal Limin at Torah is Godul Ma'id Ma'id, brings down the Mishnah and Peyo, Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam. It brings down that what does it mean, Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam? Not just every member that you say, not every hour. He brings down the going, the Kol Mila, Kol Teva, the Teva. Every single word is the Maaseh Mitzvah. How many words can a person speak a minute? So the Chofetz Chaim writes another Sefer in Torah, Sabayis, a person on average, depends how quickly you speak or how slow you speak, but on average, it could be 200 words a minute. So if a person who speaks, let's say, 200 words a minute, he does Ritzifus. The yeshiva right now has a Miftat, little Ritzifus. So let's say do Ritzifus for 1 hour. Talmud Torah connected Kulam. So every word of Torah is worth 613 mitzvahs. So make a simple punishment for 1 hour. It's 60 times 200 times Tarek mitzvahs. It's over 7 million mitzvahs. 7,356,000 mitzvahs you get for learning 1 hour at Sifas. I think the Shiva's Sifas more is an hour and a half. What's the Shiva's husband? Hour and a half. So you get mamish over 10 million mitzvahs. And plus you get some money for it. Fine, but Lysa, it's there's chus over here. A person can do, and it's chayvus you have to go to. And the Chofetz Chaim is very clear. He said this is negate even to kochim and taharis. However, he points out the Ikra Lima Toro is why Toro Mavli Dei Maisa. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Dalet brings down that when you say Talmud Torah Kinegi Kulam, it's dafka things that made the Dai Maisel. It speaks out very clearly. Kochim and Taharis is not Kinegi Kulam. Why it's not made the Dai Maisel? Masha'en Kain, things that made the Dai Maisel is Kinegi Kulam. Chofetz Chaim in Zipzicha sounds like he disagrees. He holds everything is Kinegi Kulam. But whether you go like the Graz or the Chofetz Chaim, everything means the ik leaving that Torah is Torah made the day Maiso. And not Kochim, not Tyrus, not Brisk, whatever other places. That's very clear over here. That's the ik leaving that Torah. Aye, so what are the yeshiva learning in Nashim and Zikim Torah? So it's very simple, says the Gdolim. First, you have to learn how to learn. You go straight to Halacha, you destroy Halacha, not maybe don't protect Tover, you want to understand things. And therefore, first, person has to learn all the yeshivas, Masechtos, know how to learn. Once you know how to learn, the ik point over here is Skar Toiv Ma'oid Ma'oid, the Toiv Lanu is Toiv Mevi De Maiso, Eslimna Toiv. That brings to the Halacha. David the Chofetz Chaim says the first thing you should learn is Aruch Chaim. That's what it was, Mishabruah on Aruch Hayim. First learn the brachas, that was last month, past year. Now we'll go something to get once every 7 days, Loch and the Ger to Shabbos. You say the Vamunah, Yishorish of Vamunah. Now to Mechazik, the Chabura in this limud over here, and the Loch is over here. So, inside the Chabura, we have tests every month. Berecher every month. The test is going to be the Sugis Bekitzer and the Page in Shulchan Aruch. That means the Taz Beisoysev, Tor Beisoysev, Taz Makavom, Mishabur Beilach Shayatzian, the Page. Not the Chaburas, too much, not sure what I'm saying exactly. But Maisa, the test, every time a Chokhan has to know the Page. The test is the Page over here. Now, the tests have to be given in on time if you want to get marked. Afterwards, Namuchach, most probably not. I mean, we have to give in the test on time. That means the day of the test. Now, to learn Shabbos, we're taking Erech 3 years over here. We're going to cover all the Simonim, Kamat, maybe missing two Simonim from a Simon Reshman Bayes, a Simon Shim Mem Dalet. That's over 100 Simonim over here.
Right, so.
I said I'm missing a few Simonim. Now, the over here, come out every month to be a test. Now, Negev to Smicha, Rabbi Berkowitz gives Smicha to this Chavura. I guess at the end of the couple years of Shabbos, give a Smicha and a test of the whole entire thing. It's the Vada we should, but we can't. Therefore, he decided that we'll give a Bechina on every 6 months of what we learned the past 6 months. I mean, Iker, you should really know Shabbos at the end of 3 years, everything. Certain people, it's not in their... Really, everyone can, but sometimes it's too tough for certain people. Therefore, we're going to have every 6 months. For example, at the end of this winter's month, we'll have a test of the whole entire thing. That means you take the test every month and the big test every 6 months, and you pass them, then you get a speech for a Berkowitz to give massive cover to your parents. But since we'll be covering all the Simon Negate through Abonot and some more aspects of Negate to them, everyone should try at least the Cholopachas, take their Abonot test after 3 years. We're covering them plus more. And again, everyone should try to push to go take that test. After a couple of years, you take these tests, then at least you know the basic ideas and the shells that come up. That's them to learn Shabbos correctly. It should really be, I think, it goes slower, learn the sugya better, spend more time upon it, take 6-7 years. Personally, I think it's better to learn Shabbos one time quicker, take a break, learn Shabbos again quicker in 3 years. I think it makes more, you get it more inside of you, the hilchos of Shabbos. Now, in the Negate to Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim has a special akdom over here. The Negate to Shabbos, he starts off saying that Shabbos is one that's a different, it's the fourth one. Zochas Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoy. Why? Kishesh Yom Tavid. Kishesh Yom Osa Shemesh Shmaim V'Sa'oretz. Kosh Baruch Hu made the beer in 6 days. He rested on day seven. And therefore, the Inyo Shabbos is Yisoyed V'Shoyer Shemunah. That Kosh Baruch Hu was Mechanish the Briyo. He's the Borer Kol. He's the Adoy Nakol. He's the Borer Olam over here. And therefore, once he is the Borer Olam, we are his Avodim. He created his world. We have to go to his Rotsin. A basic fundamental idea in Yahadus that is a Borer Olam, and we're his Avodim over here. And therefore, he says we have to be Meshabed, to Kosh Baruch Hu, Beim Guf, Beim Neshamo, Beim Momen. He points out the Torah is bizarre, the person 12 different times. The Loch is Negeri to Hilchah Shabbos over here. The Chazal say, Kol Hashem Shabbos, Kilo Kaim Kol HaTorah. If I care, it's someone's Mechal Shabbos, it's Kilo is Kaifa Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's the Shosh of the Munah. And he points out how the Avoyin, when we do different Averis, we get different punishments. Person can do an Asay, might be a Korban. Person does a Lav, might be a case of Malkus. There's a case that a punishment can be Sib Dei Shemayin. Then it can be a case of a Koris. Then it can be even worse than that, Misib Dei Odom. And even Misib Dei Odom, there are different levels. First level is a case of Chenek, worse than that is Herig, worse than that is Sreifa, the worst case is Skilo. Let me go through all the different punishments. The worst punishment a person can get is Skilo. Someone's Mechal Shabbos, Gemazin, Basro, he gets Skilo. It's the worst of the worst. We see that a person, when he's Khaifer, he's a Mumur to Evan for one Aveiro, Lemaisi is not a Mumur. Mash Enki is a Mumur for Shabbos, he's Mufka by him, he doesn't prefer Hesio. That means people are asking the Chabura, let's say a person has a store open on Shabbos. What is that? Is he Mamash or Goy? So that's him in Shin Pei Hei, the Machlokes among the Gdola Paiskim. Is that Negeh to a Mumur only by the Raises, even by the Rabbanans? You don't have Paiskim. Come on with some Seif and Shuv and discuss it when you have a store open. He says 2 points. Number one, a store opens always entails with it Mlochs Deraisa, whether it's Kaisa B'moichik, Neget Mechatech, Korea. Come on, always, it's always Neget to the Raisas. What he says, the fact that you have a store open B'kfias all the time is again the before Shabbos in the Chemio, and the Vadi Nich Negeta Ave Kaifa Negedek Goy Mamish. That means anyone who does Shchita is in the Velo. Is Yain of a Goy over here. A person over here that he's Mechal Shabbos, Hufka Etzloy. The Metzias is, he's a Goy Mamish. I said, B'mezid. If a person does Hufka Etzloy, doesn't know, doesn't know. Even that, I'm not sure that's so. Everyone knows about Shabbos. The whole world knows about Shabbos. He's a Goy. Now, Chavetz Chaim brings down the Svama Gdoshim. And a person, every mitzvah, neged to the Ramach Yevorim, a person does what, not put a tefillin for the Eimu Shel Emes, who walk around missing an arm. A certain mitzvah is neged to the Chiros of the life of a person, the Yevorim of a person that's very important, without a heart you can't live. So Shabbos is nichel in the category, and therefore there will not be a case to Chiros Emeset. That means the idea of Shabbos is mamash the heart and soul of Klal Yisrael over here. The emphasis of Chavetz Chaim, if so, we got to know what to go do. It's like Dom Hilchos Shabbos. What are we doing to get to Shabbos? How do we go learn whole Hilchos Shabbos, know all this pratim? He says 2 things you have to go do. Number one, you got to learn it. First, you got to learn it. Lumen Hilchos Shabbos. Second, he says, the Lazar love Tomid. You got to do Chazaro, and then Chazaro, and then Chazaro. People always ask me for shortcuts, how to remember things. If you please tell me, I'd love to know. The only thing the Chavetz Chaim says, you got to do Chazaro, Chazaro, Chazaro. You got to learn it and go over it. He points out how people who have a concern in deal, and therefore it leads to problems. The Oyvim Lacha of Tzedo, of Amir Lanachri, of Kivoy, of Boyer. And he brings down the famous statement from the Yaris Drash, Yoms and Eipschitz, Ki Efshar Klal B'Metzias, Shinotum Isser Shabbos, Im Lo Yilmod Kol Adinim Avorim Heitiv Heitiv. It's not possible in Metzias, not to Mechal Shabbos, if you not learn the Lach as well. Not possible. You have to learn the Lach as well in order not to Mechal Shabbos, otherwise you Mechal Shabbos. Just to give some examples, I was in somebody's house, she lit Neiris, they invited me for Shabbos, and after she lit Neiris, she goes over the couch to all the laundry and all the stuff in the house they put there, she starts sorting them and putting them away. I asked, what are you doing exactly? She's like, covered Shabbos. So I said, Clora Barber, so every after I look upstairs every week, I put away all the things on the couch they put there, take care of it, after I look upstairs, to cover Shabbos. So every time, every week, after the covered Shabbos, she's doing Yisurim D'Raisa. Of doing Boyer, of all the laundry put together, sorting it, of putting out the Shash D'Raisa there, the covered Shabbos, every single week. My sister's also. This past Sukkah, someone brought a very nice bottle of wine to my Sukkah, a Tepiger. He says, the Maestro, there's a T on top. Tepiger? Tepiger? What's the word? Tepiger? I think everyone knows what it is exactly. Fine. Has a T on top, and the person says, very simple, Chatzi Shir, it's one ois, no two ois, it's not even put on Shabbos, no problem. Right? And by now, learn the Bialocho, it says, Chatzi Shir is awesome in Torah. Very simple, and you have to know how to take care. How do you open that one on Shabbos? I was in somebody's house, and I saw them salting the food. They asked them how you salt the food on Shabbos. It's like, Mabaya. So there are ways how you can put oil, take away the koich of the melech. Otherwise, aloha, it's more, it says also, it's a bonon. So the guy said, Avada gotta be mutter, like, not dino, find a marmokum. It's also, it's also. If you read the mission of Ayin Gimel, the mission does says molchoi, to alam des molochus. The more takes it out, the Tai says, it's a bonon. The maisa, it's a certain idea that people over here, get some face over here that want cancel your food on Shabbos. Yeah, it's aloha, cancel your food on Shabbos. Recently, I buy a meal, and a person got some chulent upon themselves. Take some seltzer, clean it a little bit. Lopping, right? The rice. So, an idea over here. So, as the words of the Yair Strash, EF should be seen as an awful person, not to Mechal Shabbos, unless you learn the halachas. And then you have to Chazara, Chazara. Shabbos is Yisoyed of the Muna, Shoresh Muna. You have a Boro Elam, they created the world in 6 days. And you have Yimei Menucha. Right now we're in Tovshin Pei Beis, which is 5,782 years. The scientists say the world is 15 billion years old. let's say give it, take 10%. Perach 15 billion years old. So how in the world does the Shoresh of Amuna work together with the idea of the scientists when they say 15 billion? So that's them, we have a Musa Chum, it's not fair for us. But maybe just to be mad with some Tirutzim, we read Gracious, we read Noyach, we far from discuss it. How in the world, or at least Dama, Shatoshiv, so people want to ask you this question, how do you put science together with what we know the Metzias is? So simple, you can say, that again, we have a question, is it 15 billion, or is it 5,782? That's a simple question, the numbers don't add up. So what should I like to discuss? What was created first? As I say, was the chicken created first, or the egg was created first? Basically, what was created? We have an animal. The animal was created as a big being over here. You have a shore. It was created as a shore. It was created as a baby and it grew up slowly. Which one was it? So that's something there's a Gemara in Chulin, Da Samach, and Rashi and Chumash, and Bereishis, Parakal, brings down, on the word became awesome, that Matthias was, it was created the chicken. It's created already as an adult. It's created the shore, the Gemara says, with a horn to it already. With the horns to it. It was created as an adult. If things are created as an adult, that means you have a tree that's created already as a tree. It means you can't create the world looking old. It's very simple. You can create a tree with age to it, create a person with age to it, chicken with an age to it, and a cow with an age to it. So once you believe there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, after in a kol, hoya hoya v'v'yiyah, attack of barichos barichos kulam, if you create yeshma ayin, you create the ayin that has age to it. And therefore, even though it's 5,782, it looks like it's 15 billion. That's one very simple mahalach to say, that once it's a bar olam, you can create age to the universe. Another way that Eilam likes bringing down, the Tzid and Patrick's Parsha, discusses inside the Mabel, that before the Mabel, there was different laws of physics than after the Mabel, and therefore the laws of physics that we have right now is not the same ones before, and therefore things appear differently. Matthias, the mice have changed over here. A third mahalach bringing down, the Bari Kaplan, he brings down Teresh Yisrael, that says there are seven different Eilamas that were created in the world. We're right now in the seventh Eilam, from Adam Rishon, there are Eilamas that were beforehand, and therefore from the seventh Eilam, that's his man 5782. The fourth Malach that really gained more popularity in the past 40, 50 years, and it really is taking science's numbers in itself and saying it's MS, to explain some basics for a couple of minutes. First, is time a creation? What time is? What is time? Maz is man. Is it Bria? We live in time. So, the simple understanding, we're living in time, time goes on and on, that's a Metzius. If you want, Newton writes, the time is a Metzius. Time is a Metzius. However, look at the Ramban, the Sephorno, in the first words of the Parsha, he writes very clearly, and the Rambam, and the Ruchim, time, Bria is a creation. That means, before there was a creation, there was no time. It's hard for us to relate to it, because we live in time. But this time is Be'etzim of Bria as a creation over here. That's Aleph. Second, Shalit is the world always there, or is there a creation to the world? That means there are those who want to know that the world is always there. The scientists already from the 1950s and onwards, they call something the Big Bang. It's the moment that the universe and the whole entire world came into being. There's one massive explosion, it's expanding, 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 getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Call it the Big Bang. That's when the universe came into being. That's what they point out. Again, it's Rashi and Chumash over here in Pasuk Dal and Perek Aleph. It says, "Bereishis bara Elokim es hashemayim ve'es haaretz." The es meaning everything was created in the first moment. The shemayim, everything's created in the first moment in the oretz. And the next couple of days, they're putting everything in its place. You better look at the Ramban. It's more that way. He says, "Toyu v'vayu." Toyu means the first moment. All the chaymer, all the koyach of the universe is put into the universe. V'vayu is the tzura afterwards. And Betzim Yerushalayim is saying the site of the Big Bang, the first moment everything is created, and afterwards everything is being put into this place. These two ideas over here, that we have this man as a creation, and the idea that there was a creation of a moment, the Big Bang, and Betzim, if you know basic science, that's Einstein. Einstein came to argue with Newton. He came along to say the site over here, what he calls the laws of relativity. I assume most of us went to school in high school. We know the basic ideas over here, that time, matter, and space is relative to each other. He said it in 1905, special relativity in 1916 over here. And therefore, Be'etzim, he said there's a Big Bang, and there's a creation of time. One thing he realized, he said, if there's a creation, there's a creator. That goes hand in hand. If there's a creation, there's a creator. Which he wasn't too happy that he proved God. That's a side point. That's him, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a creation, there's a creator over here. Now, what does that exactly mean, that there's time, manner, and space is relative to each other? How does exactly that work? So, the simple understanding is a certain thing called gravity. Gravity in Hebrew, Karech HaMashichah, for my kids, I have to explain to them. So basically, it means that mass attracts mass. You go very high, you leap off an apple, it goes straight down because the earth is big, apple is small, and therefore the apple goes straight down to the earth. Mass attracts mass. You go to the top of the Empire State Building, you drop an apple, it will not go straight down. It will go a little bit to the side towards the building. Why? Because the building on the side, it's also mass. So the Matthias is, it won't go straight, it goes towards the mass. And therefore all the universes and all the planets are spinning one to another, being pulled from this end, that end, and they have all these calculations how gravity exactly is working. That's the sort of gravity, karech mashicha, mass attracts mass. Zman, time. What do you mean time is relative? Time is relative to time, matter, and space. Matter is the chomer, and space. Where is the universe? That means how exactly is time traveling? You know, we're living in time, but that's some time is a creation. So light travels by the speed of 186,000 miles an hour. That means the sun that we see now was from a couple minutes ago. Finally get involved with, that's why there's Benesh Moshes, Shkia. In Maiso, what we're seeing right now, light, the sun, it's not what happens right now. It takes time for light to travel. Everything takes time. How exactly is time traveling? The same idea, it takes time. That means a light, they say, goes by a gal, by a wave. Up and down, up and down, up and down. That's how light is going. Sounds run the same way, different speed, by waves. Time is also going by waves. Or by galim, by waves. If you take this concept, the time and light and sound going by waves, it really depends how far the waves are. Are they spread apart or close? If you have a massive amount of mass, karech mashicha, the waves are further apart. You have less karech mashicha, less gravity, the waves and the mice can be together. That means the more gravity you have, the slower time is. The more gravity that you have, the quicker time is. For example, let's say a person goes to Mars. Mars is three times the, I think, the gravity of Earth, because three times the size of Earth. Therefore, if you were living on Mars, if you were born on Mars, and grew up on Mars, you'd be much smaller. You won't be your height, which is gravity, you'd be much smaller. Your legs would be much more powerful, because you have to take your weight upon you. Also, time will be different. Time will be slower. And therefore, someone from Mars will call someone in, let's say, in the Earth, and will speak one to another. The one on Mars will speak normal, and then the one on Earth will hear it as if he is speaking like this, and then you might understand what I'm saying, because you're speaking slowly. That means for the one on Mars, it's mamish normal, but it's relative. Laws of relativity, those are the words, to other places and Earth will be much slower. That's time, matter, and space means relative to each other. You go to the moon, the gravity over there is less. As you know, if you jump up on the moon, you float a little bit till you come down. And therefore, if you live there, you'll be taller. And the time there, the mice is quicker. Everyone knows when they landed the moon in 1969, they landed in the wrong place, because they're basing time upon Earth, and time on Maisa on the moon is different. Time on Maisa is different. This idea that time, matter, and space is relative to each other, and the time Maisa can be depend upon where you are, whether it's Mars or Earth or the moon, is Maisa's accepted already upon the scientists in the 1970s, 1960s. They do it all the time with atomic watches. They can take 8 watches, they put 4 watches next to a waterfall. Waterfall affects the idea of gravity. They take them away, and the decimal points will be different 4 versus 4. It's something they do all the time. As accept away the time and space relative. Therefore, if you understand this concept, let's say a person goes 100 million miles away. A person in that place, gravity is going to be very strong. He'll live 3 minutes. A person over here will live 50, 60, 70 years. That means by then you'll have kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, over here. You'll have mamash got to Mishpacha, and the guy lived 3 minutes. But for him, in 3 minutes, it feels 3 minutes. Not that he went very slow. It's relative to where you are. With this understanding of the idea, the basic science over here, so there's a professor, Gerald Schroeder. He tries to teach the biblical view of taking science and putting it into the Malach of the Bible and pointing out it goes hand in hand. It's not a stira. It defends the Malach of the Bible. By the Big Bang, again, that's what the Rishonim are saying, the Ban Rashi, and the Einstein, the Big Bang, how was the Earth was? It was all together, expanding, and bigger, bigger, and bigger. It's a scientist, how much was the mass together? How much stronger was Koyach HaMashiach? How much more was the gravity over here? So the scientists will tell you it's 10 to the 12th. That means with 12 zeros afterwards, a million, million. Basically, 1 trillion was more powerful was gravity. Gravity is more powerful by 12 zeros. So let's take the numbers very simple. The universe is 15 billion years old. How much is that in days? Take a calculator, that's 5.5 trillion days. Take 5.5 trillion days, you divide by 10 to the 12th by the Koyach HaMashiach, it comes out to just be 5.5 days. That means you want to know exactly how long is time from the beginning of Bria. It depends on when you're looking at time. Are you looking at time from Adam Rishon or from the Bria? That means there are two ways. That means someone can live 60 years and 3 minutes. It's the same exact thing, depends on where you're looking at things. Something can be 15 billion. Something can be 5.5 days. Depends. I look from Adam Rishon or from the Bria's Eilim in the first moment, from Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the same exact number in science. I said, when are we counting 5, 7, 8, 2? What's this man? Are we counting from the Bria, the first moment, or from Adam Rishon? So Be'ikdu Shalom is saying that Rosh Hashanah, what is that? That's better from Adam Rishon. However, the Bria's Eilim was Chafael. Was 5.5 days before it. That means we are not counting time from the Bria. We are counting time from Adam Rishon. Our time. Our time is 5, 7, 8, 2. If so, how do we look at time? In regards to us, it appears to be 15 billion. For the first moment of the Bria, Makash Baruch Hu, it's going to be 6 days. That's Hanuach. The science numbers come out, but it seems to be the same thing. Take their numbers, point it out to them, and they're saying Bria Sailam. They're saying the numbers that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, that the Torah is saying. It's the same exact numbers. David Gerald Schroeder, the scientist, wrote a few books about it. Genesis and the Big Bang, the golden apple over here. He goes through how every day of the Bria comes across in the universe with their numbers they work out with, how it's 8 billion, 6 billion, different billions of each day over here. And I was once in a class with Chilonim close to 30 years ago, and he was giving this class, Gerald Schroeder, over there. And he makes believe, yeah, let's take out the numbers. And there's all these scientist people over there, MIT, figure out the numbers over here. And they're like, oh my gosh, it comes out 15 million in 6 days. It's the same thing over here. And they were blown away by it. He obviously set them up. But these people who are Chilonim, oh my gosh, the numbers are the same thing. It's time to set Torah, our hand in hand. Same thing. I can't let Domo. The Get Shabbos, we have Mishnah Daf and Gimel. The Mishnah there says that we have Lam Tes Melachis. The Makor of the Melachis, the Gemara Daf and Tes, brings down is from the case of the Mishkan. Now, the Mishnah Daf and Gimel brings down there are 4 different groups of the Get Lam Tes Melachis. The first group is to do it a pass, Zerah Chayosh and Kreitzer, till the case of Afiyah. The next group is the Melech and the Get of the Tzema, the Irias. That's Goyzim Labin, till Toif of Korea. Third group is a case negated to the Tzvi, which is Seda, Shaykh, the Mavshit. What? And the fourth case is a Bini negated to the Mishkan, is Boina Koysev, the case of Boina, looks like Koysev and Meichik, then Boina and Soyser, Mechaba, Maver, Baka, Patrish, and Aksaw. We're starting the Mesekta from Kofes and Beis. What we call learning Malachis. The first question is, why are we not starting from the beginning? What happened to the first 100 plat over here? The starting Kuf Beis and Beis, the case of Malachis. So Betzel, what is the first 100 plat? Place is the first place for us speaks out. The Sugya of Eitzel, the Sugya of Zerika. Why in the world is the discussing Eitzel and Zerika, the first 100 plat? Asking even further, that Ruk Hamlin discussing Baino. Tractatus, after it's a while learning Baino for. And even more, when you write a Masechta Shabbos, how do you write Masechta Shabbos? Who had the mission of Ayin Gimel, you approach first, not Beis Ben Aleph? What in the world are we starting off that Beis Ben Aleph to the Tzias of Shabbos, the Sigur Beitzel? And you have to understand what is the flow of this Masechta that we're starting the idea of Malachis. So, Tosfos on the Beis Ben Aleph, the first Tosfos is this question, that exactly why are we starting off with it? So, what happened to the Lamtes Malachis? See, that different Jerutzim. One Tosfos he wants to say, because Beitzel is Chov V'lo, he has numerous Malachis, numerous Halachis, as we see, it takes the Erech 11 Prokhim go through. And therefore, instead of the Chashivas and the Chavivas of negating this Malachim, we saw for the Sugi Beitzel. Another Tosfos he brings down for a minute time, is that the etzer you should start off the idea another way to start off the sector Shabbos, you start Erev Shabbos. And then after Erev Shabbos, go into Shabbos. The second Mishnah in Yetzias of Shabbos is Lo Yitzah Achayit Machat. A tailor should not go out with a machat, with his needle. What? On Erev Shabbos, because he might bring it on Shabbos. If you're discussing Erev Shabbos, why should not go out on Erev Shabbos? It's not a Sugi Vayitzah. Therefore, we have to start off with the Sugi Vayitzah. And therefore, be'ikav, you learn the first 11 prokim. The first parak is Beitzel and Erev Shabbos. The second parak is Halachas Neiros and Erev Shabbos. The third and fourth over there is a case of Shia and Atmona and Erev Shabbos. Then we go back to the fifth and sixth, Behemi Yotzel, Ishi Yotzel, Sugi Beitzel. Seventh is Klal Gadol. Eighth, ninth, and tenth is again, and 11th is back to Sugi Beitzel. That means Be'ikka, the first 11 prokim, is either Erev Shabbos or the Sugi Beitzel. Now, afterwards, is what they call learning the Sugi Malachas. Now, back to Tosfos' question. Once you finish Eitzel, as Chavivis, or the Sugi of Erev Shabbos, so why are you starting with the Sugi of Baino? Let's learn Zarah Chayush. That's, so Tosfos, you have to know why. So everyone has a story in Tosfos, and says, and the story that says, I am Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif says very simple, that since the last Malacha, Lamtes Malachas, is Yitzel, Eitzel, Mershush, Mershush, the Malacha beforehand is Makel Patrish. So in essence, we should go explain now the one before Makel Patrish. However, Makel Patrish of what? Of Ikar Binyan. So you discuss Sugya of Binyan and the Sugya of Makel Patrish. That's the flow of why over here starts with the Sugya of Binyan. Kainze, as well as the Pesukim read over here says, Moral has another Mahalach Weiss over here, but that's why we're starting off the Sugya of Binyan over here. That means we're starting the Sugya of Malachas. The Mishnah says, Habayna Kolshu, Habayna Kam Yivna, V'yechayiv, Habayna Kolshu. Said the Gemara, Kolshu L'may Chazio. The Gemara has three Mahalchim. The Maskon, the Gemara says, that first it's Roy for the Balabos. When he has his Nekev in his palace over here, he has to fill up with Tift. Ke'in that we see in the Mishkan, when you have the Keresh, you have the Kroshim, 48 Kroshim over here, fell inside of it a Darno, a worm over here, and therefore you want to fix it up, you put inside of it Aver, lead, and therefore that's a Binyan Kolshu. So we have a Makar from the Mishkan, the idea of Binyan Kolshu, that person's Chayiv. Now we know in the Ger to Malachis, there are Shiurim. Sometimes the Shiur might be Kol Shu, that's our Mishnah. Sometimes it might be a Gregrius, might be a Gezaias, might be two Oisius. We have Shiurim. In our Sugya, when it says Bain the Kol Shu, we're looking after Shiurim from the Mishkan. Correct Tosfos, why in the world do we have to learn a Makar from the Mishkan? Says Tosfos, why? Because Be'etzim a Bain the Kol Shu is not Choshev. Therefore, to make it to be a shear, we have to compare it to the case of the Mishkan. What does Tosfos mean? Well, Betzim is Shiloh B'Kolius. We're going to have Shurim the next couple of years. Are Shurim learned out for the Mishkan? Are they learned out for the Mishkan? The Marshal, everyone knows, Mishkan says, Akoitzah Shtei Oisius. Two Oisius is the shear. You do two Oisius, Basio, Skilo. You do one Ois, it's Chachi shear. You won't get skila, it won't be a case of a chattis. What happened if the Mishkan, they wrote one ice? Would that be the shear? Well, no. Are we going to learn out the Isius and the shurim from the Mishkan? That means, Be'etzim, the question is, are we forced to learn from the Mishkan, or we can learn from the Mishkan? What's Peshat and Taisus? You're saying we can learn from the Mishkan, or we have to learn from the Mishkan? So Be'etzim, it's Machlokes, Achoinim, and Rishonim by us. The Makar for Isius is by the case of the Kroshim. They wrote over there, they matched up their 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, 8 in the back, the 48 Kroshim. Says Rashi and the Ayin Hei, how in the world do they match up the Kroshim with Isius? They wrote on the first Keresh Aleph, the second one Aleph, and they matched it. Side by side. And the second one they wrote Beis, and the third one wrote Beis, and they matched it. Then Gimel and Gimel, they matched it. Dal and Dal, they matched it. That means they always wrote two. Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis, Gimel, Gimel, Dal, Dal, Hey, Hey. They matched it. Come on, the Ramon, Shuvah, and the Ramon says, why is Rashi saying that for? Let him just write that they put the two crush them together. They wrote one big Aleph. You separate it. It's half Aleph here, half Aleph there. What if you write there are two Isis there? Says Ramon Shuvah, Elamai, you tell me, Kishurim, you learn after the Mishkan. And that's why it can't be they wrote one ice. If so, one ice will be the shir. Says Ramon Shuvah, no, that's not so. Shurim, we do not learn after the Mishkan. If he has to go on, why do Rashi say that for? Says Ramon, a klal Shurim is not learned from the Mishkan. Not learned from the Mishkan. That's from the written by us. He has the same question as Taisus, why in the world we read now the case of the Mishkan. Says Ritfi, you know why? Because Shurim lechachomim. Chachom designed all Shurim. And there were Mesbechu, and then they smacked it from the Mishkan. That means the Chum decided to learn after the Mishkan. You don't have to. Shurim are totally Chazal. It's up to them, they decide. One ice is not the Shir, two ice is the Shir. Koshu is this year. Why? We have a smichus from the Mishkan. A smichus, I mean, we chose, but Chazal decides everything. Be'etzem, look to Rambam, in our parak compared to Mishnayis, by the third Mishnah, he'll discuss over there, where is the ksiva in the Mishkan? He said, not like Rashi, Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis, they match. The Rambam writes, they wrote to the first Keresh Aleph, second Keresh Beis, third Gimel, fourth Dalet, got to the 11th, they wrote Yud Aleph. So we have two Isis. So you see, in the Mishkan, they wrote one. And yet, that's not the Shir. That means the Shurim are not decided by the case of the Mishkan. The Shurim are decided by Chazal. And Chazal, if they want, they can say it, Asmechu, on the Mishkan. That means you have one option to learn over here, the Sugya, that the idea of Shurim is only from Chazal. Chazal Hasheni, Lav Nezer, and Shuvah, he beat down the Ramah says, we do not learn our Shurim from the Mishkan. He says, what do you mean? The Gemara could base on base. The Gemara says, you learn out from the case of the Mishkan. Moshe Gemara, a body learn from the Mishkan. And you look at the Shita L'Ran, and the Rebel and Neil, and other two Rishonim, they ask Tosfos question, and say the Torah is not like the Ritva. They answer, Farkert, since over here it's in the Mishkan, Melechus Machshevesi, and therefore, Vadi Chayv, this is your culture. That means that anything that's in the Mishkan, a Vada, that's going to be the Shir. Now the Mishkan could also be the Shir. But we're forced to learn whatever's in the Mishkan, Avada, that's a Shir. Melech Machshevesi.
So why is one ice not
the Shir? Why is it not in the Mishkan? Like Rashi says.
No.
It's not in the Mishkan. So first, right now we have two Mahalachim. Number one, we have one Mahalach over here. That everything's up to Chazal. We have a second Mahalach. That whatever is in the Mishkan, Avada, that's a Shir. Whatever not in the Mishkan, not Muchach. Could be, could not, doesn't have to be. So we have a third option. Whatever is not in the Mishkan, can that be a patur that it cannot be the Shir? So Rashi enough Ayin Hei, when discussed the case of the person who writes one ice, you are not Chayiv, that's not the Shir, says Rashi, you know why? Because the Mishkan, they did not write one ice, they wrote two ices. Rashi is doing the patur also for the Mishkan. There's a Mil Tzedakah in Shuva, he says the patur is also for the Mishkan. That means Bir Adav, it comes out, we are looking on Shurim, there are three options. Either you have the Ritva the Amon Shuvah says everything is up to Chazal. Either come over here, Asmechuak on the Mishkan, but everything is up to Chazal. Atzal Hasheni, we have Rashi Lef Ayin Hei, Mil Tzedakah says everything is up to the Mishkan. It's in the Mishkan, it's a Shir. Not in the Mishkan, it's not the Shir. Atzal Hashlishi, Shitul Lari, and the Shitul Lurana, the Rim Lunil over here, Nam Neza says it's in the Mishkan. Tzalach Moshevis about is a Shir. It's not in the Mishkan. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Three different Mahalchim, we're looking at Shurim from. The Chura Anaf Kamina Lalacha is what's the din of Chatzi Shir? That means you learn the last parak of Yumo. Over there, it's Machlikis by eating a case of Chaylev, by food. What's the Lach Negate of Chatzi Shir? Is it Osma Torah or Mutma Torah? That means the gate to the Oinish is the Shir. The gate to Skilo, the gate to the Korban is the Shir. But less than Shir is it, the Raisa Drabonim. Machlikis of Yechon and Mishlokish. We passing Chatzi Osu Min HaTorah Negei Et Achilo. Negei Et Shabbos is Chatzi Shir Osu Min HaTorah. So there's Rashbam and Babasio and Hey, he says by Yitzhah the Shir is a Gregorius. We take out a Gregorius, Elochid Yechayim, anything less than that, it's on the Malach Mal Shabbos. That means Pashi is saying if it's less than the shear, it's not Melach Bashevitz, it's not also Min HaTorah. It's only Din Rabbanan Chav Shear on Shabbos. Mash Egin Rashi, the Dav Ayin Dalet, Rashi brings down that Chav Shear by Shabbos, like we Paskin, by Kol HaTorah Kula is Deraisa, who would in by Shabbos is also Deraisa. But like this Rashi, verse Rashbam says that Avnei Nezer in Shuvah, Rashi is a Das Yochid. We Paskin Chav Shear on Shabbos in Rabbanan. Rashi is a Das Yochid. The Ritvan Daf Ayin Dalet, Bigzan Rashi said no. Avada Chashi is also written in the Raisa. The Bialoch and Simchin Mem Sif Aleph says we pass like Rashi in the Ritvan. That's the Raisa. That's Machlekes Poiskim is Banenu. What is one Ace is the Raisa, not the Raisa? We beikin follow Bialoch that Chashi and Meisah is the Raisa. Luchor, look at the names. Luchor Rashi and the Ritvan Abneza all the Shitasa. That Abneza is saying over here that anything that's in the Mishkan. It'd be a case of Melach Masheves. Therefore, about it, that's be the case of the Shear, like the Shitul Aran. If that's so, anything that's less than that is not Melach Masheves. It's not Melach Masheves. It can't be that Yechayv Dereis. That's be a case of Rabbanon. That's why the Amnezer Paskin Chash Shear is a case of Rabbanon. Mash Enkein Rashi, who learns everything depends upon the Mishkan, or the ritual learns everything depends upon Chazal, might have nothing to do with Yisrael Melach Masheves. They could learn. So it could be that come down the Shitasai, what the loch negate the Chatashir is, negate to ask you where Shurim are coming from. Again, we have Machlekes Rishonim and Poiskim. Aloch, I assume I'm going to be Aloch and Simon Shemem. He's very clear that we passing the Chatashir El Maitha is awesome Min HaTorah, even in the case of Shabbos. Negate places over here. He says over here that the idea of a bidding kosher, we learn up to the Mishkan. Why? Because it's not kosher. Maitha, there are two ways to learn Toysvis. Either you can learn like the ritual that everything is dependent upon Chazal, Asmuchu Akro, or you can learn like the Shitul Aran, they're saying once in the Mishkan, Avada has to be the case of the Shear. I mean, it's not clear what exactly Tyson went. Did he go like the ritual or the Shitul Aran? Now the Mishnah says, Aboina Kamiyiv Vechayiv, Aboina Kolshu. That means binding the Shear is Kolshu. Now, Negate has told us, we'll get to it later on, in a couple of weeks, the sugya of Megabin, making cheese. Making cheese on Shabbos is the Raiso, a toldo of Boino. There the shear is a Gregorius. That means even though it's a toldo of Boino, it will have a shear. The friend must speak out, can Negate the food? Shurim is always a Gregorius, a Gam is a toldo of Boino. Now, it says the words over here, Kolshu. What does the word Kolshu mean? What is the shear Kolshu? How much is that? So simple understanding kolshu means, is there something as chatzi kolshu? Is there a mashu of a mashu? Is there a shear over here? That means there's an erzeruah that discusses the next mishnah where it says a chorish kolshu, and the chorish over there says erzeruah, there's machlokes in the shami what exactly the shear is. Which the chorish is very strange. The simple understanding of kolshu means, there's no shear. That means if you learn yesterday's daf yomi, over there the Gemara says kolshu, says Rashi, ain't shear. The kolshu means there is no shear pashas. And the chlor, anything that's chatzi kolshu, that's kolshu. And chatzi of that is kolshu. There's no pashas, there is no shear over here. However, Meir Kazis, one of the other Khanu, if you want to get scary, writes, Avad has to be Nikolayan. You don't see it, that's not a binyan. It's something that you see. Now, when you have this shear kolshu, which is, has no shear, what does that mean exactly? You have three options of what it can mean. It can mean in the size, the commerce of the binyan. Could mean in the eiches, the quality of the chibur over here, or could mean the chshivas of the binyan itself. Meaning, first, the Gemara kubeis and beis, when it brings down three different cases, then it brings down a case of putois, a case of a pitport, a dan inside the keresh, a woman inside the keresh over here. What are we discussing over there? What's the Gemara's three cases? The kamos, the size. How big the hole is, how big is the binyan? You want to hide the machat or the prutos or the pitpot inside. We're talking about size wise. That means the pashas, the symbol that's adding the binding kolshu is what? Is the kamois. It's the size. That's very simple. However, the Gemara goes on further, bring down the case of mitzade. Shmuel says some of the mitzade is the evidence chayiv. What does that mean? The Gemara points out that three levels. There's a level that you put the stone on the ground, you shift it a little bit. That's without any connection. That's yichayiv. There's a level on top of the tit. Level on top of that, that you put the stones down on top. why is someone's mitzadik is chayiv? What's the reason why you chayiv for it? So come on, the Rabbeinu Chananel on the page, the Rambam says you chayiv mitzad sukkah makav patish. Makav patish. Basically, you read Rashi and Tosfos, they point out you chayiv mitzad sukkah of binyan. Binyan. So he says very good why it's binyan. We did not get the sukkah makav patish yet. We're still in the sukkah of binyan. So only chayiv mitzad binyan. Why chayiv on binyan? There's no tint. You put a rack down. You shift a little bit on top of the offer there, on the stand there. You're binyan. You chayiv on binyan. Why? Does Rashi know why chayiv? Habayna kol shehu. It's a bayna kol shehu. A bayna kol shehu. The Mishnah says you chayiv. Now let's understand that. You have a massive rock, stone, you're putting on the ground over here, making this big building on top of it. That's a bayna kol shehu. How is that a bayna kol shehu? So it seems like he's understanding a noch adargim binyan, not just the size, but the quality of the chibur. That you're not putting any cement there. The fact that you're shifting and putting it on top of the off over there, that itself is also a binding culture. The fact that you're placing one on top of another, it can be a massive thing, that's binding culture. The chibush way, the connection, you can take it off. You can pick it up very simple, very easily. But since over here you're placing something to last and to be over there, the culture is what? The placement over there. The info says a place, for example, let's say you have a bookcase. A bookcase that's either connected to the wall or a case that's man saw. The shelf falls out. You want to put the shelf back on top of its pegs. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? That's the case. Matzade. You're placing it down. No real chib over there. If mamash like an oven on top of the dirt, that's binyan. Because there's a chash of derais over there. That's mamash a case over here. It's a bain kol shehu. Again, it's not the case. You put the rock down. It's not the case. You want to make a bookcase over here, put the shelves down. The chur do that on Shabbos is mamish, but tzadid is a binding culture. Agam, there is not. It's not the size; it's the quality of the chibur. Where you're placing it down over here. I want to say it a different way. You say it a different way. But you see, I'm just pointing out that binding culture does not mean size. Whatever nusach you want to put under, it means the. It's not to Ellis, because it's a massive to Ellis. What's the culture? The culture is the connections. The connection is the culture. Now, when you have a bookcase that's not Memso, not Mechuber, you get them on the shadow of not Vinny McCaleb, not Vinny McCaleb. But most bookcases are either connected or Memso. But by a case of Derais and Mamish. Even further, the Sugo that brings down, that we have four Machlokes in the Rav and Shmuel. They get the Sugo of Binyan, one is the binyan, one is the makar patish. Bring down the case of mesates, that means basically you chisel something out, either you smooth it out, you make grooves inside of it. The second machlokes, the case of a little shotanigol, they also have said the case of binyan, shmos and makar patish. The third case of al shushab, a kufta demaro, put a peg inside your shovel to jam in together. You have fourth case, on dafkuk gimel, the case of kadayach. Also, there are machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, Rav says the case of binyan, shmos and the case of makar patish. So first, what is Pshat Machlokes? What is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Then what's Pshat Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? So when Rav says the case of Baino by all four cases, is he saying it's only Baino or also Baino? Is he saying it's Makar Patish, both, or only Baino? So again, the Baino Chanal on the page, it really depends what Gemara you have. So you can always put on Kuf Beis and Beis, others put on Kuf Gimel Baino Chanal. Baino Chanal is very clear, he says only Binyan. Rav saying only binyan. Rav saying it's only binyan. Rav saying only binyan. And therefore, the place can be down that way. Or chashulchan, chadnish, chaboicho. They want taino. The Rav is saying it's only bino. Asad Hasheni, if you read the going on Mishnais and Shnois Leo, you come along and says, Rav is saying chayv af mushum bino. It's binyan em makar patish. They point out, you read the Rambam about the case of Losha Tarnagol, he says it signed by the loch of bino, and signed by the sugya makar patish. Says Lecha Mishnah brought down by Machzah Shekel and the Master of Keich and the Chinuch and Aruch Vener. Why is that so? Because Rav is saying the Loch is Sai Boina and Sai Makar Patish. That means first you have Machlekes. What is the Machlekes? Rishonim and Achrim are grappling as Rav saying it's only Boina or also Boina. With that, let's now understand what is Rav arguing Shmuel? What Shmuel arguing Rav? So first, Rav says it's not Makar Patish. Why? Well, first you have to say, who says so? I mean, Numusachrin was saying, this is Makar Patish. The Rambam was saying, this is Makar Patish. But on the side, you go like, Those who say it's not, the rain in the Meiri, that's not Makar Patish. Why not? Why is it not Makar Patish? It says this Yerushalayim, they speak out. What defines a Makar Patish? Makar Patish means the last hammer blow. Meaning, when you finish doing the creation, the building that you're doing, this is after that. If you're still doing Baino, you're still creating, you're still doing a binyan, that's not Makar Patish, you're doing Baino. That means Makar Patish cannot go hand in hand with a Melocha binyan. It's after you did the Melocha, this is after the Melocha. Therefore, Rav is disagreeing with Shmuel that you cannot be Mechayiv Makar Patish when there's a Melocha over here. Makar Patish means after you did the Melocha, after you created, after you built. That's the story of Rav. That's during. So we can be chavas makar patish. Rav says, can't be makar patish. I'm creating right now. I'm making the shovel right now.
So what?
I cannot be mechay makar patish when I'm doing binyan. Why does Shmuel argue with the Rav? Why say not a case over here of boino? You have to answer four cases. You have to answer mesates. You have to answer lul. Case of the shovel and the case of the kedayach. So they get to lul, what Taisa says. You want to tell me it's not made la'achnas lohitzi. That means you have to get the sugya kuf membov or menalef. Over there we'll see a shayla of what is b'indaraisa. We need la'achnas lohitzi. This is not made la'achnas lohitzi. Pashas, what that means is it is la'achnas lohitzi. Was not made for that. It's made for the bad ear to go out. A garment's doing both. It's not made for both. It's only made for the bad ear to go out. What about the other three? Why is Shmuel and Maisa arguing with Rav? Says Tosfos on Daf Kuf Gimel, the reason why he's arguing is because they've been in Kolduhu. Shmuel is saying it's not Chayvat Zboina because they've been in Kolduhu. Now, the words Kolduhu and Kol Shehu, as far as I know, there's no difference. Our mission says Zboina Kol Shehu. Kol Shehu is Lashon HaKodesh, Kolduhu is Aramaic. So why is Shmuel arguing with Rav? Because they've been in Kolduhu and not Chayvat Zboina. The Mishnah says you have point of culture. How in the world is Shmuel arguing with Rav? So Tais, you know how he's arguing? So point of culture, you're not chayiv. Did you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says point of culture, you're chayiv. What is the world of Tais saying over here? That's in the solution of Abayna Kolduhu. If you want to look at the mitzvah, he calls Abayna Kolduhu. Don't be mechal between the two. It's because the case of Lul, he says same yisoid. The solution of the Rashba and the Ritva and the Balamor, they call it a bin of Dava Mort. Niv Dava Mort, Shmuel wants to argue the case of Rav. What does this mean exactly? Before you have a case over here of a bin Koldu Dava Mort, you're taking a shovel, you're putting a peg inside, you did made a big shovel over here, you did a good chib over here, you jammed it inside the peg, made a good shovel. So it's not a kolduhu, not in size. It's not a kolduhu in the chibur. What's the kolduhu? Says the chashnish, or the rishonim over here are saying, the chshivas of the binyan is a binyan grua. No idea of kolshu. Kolshu does not mean not the size, it's a big shovel. Not the chibur is being jammed in. The kolshu means in the chshivas, what am I creating over here? That's what he's saying. Now you have to understand why each one, the Shmuel is saying, there's no chshivas over here. Negate to the case of the shovel, get involved in the sugar, ain't binyan b'kelim. Negate the case of mesates, I think everyone understands what chiseling out is something chashuv over here. Making some groove over here, making it smooth here, something chashuv over here. There's a binyan kolduhu over here. The case of the lul is only made to go in, not to go out. Made one way, not the other way. Kedayach is in the grua. We see over here a third aspect of kolduhu, the lashon of the rishonim, kolduhu, kolshu. That means what? In the, not the chiver, and not in the size. But in the chshivas, what you're creating over here? Is the binyan grew over here? So it comes out, when it says kolshu, what does kolshu mean? So number one, we have the simple understanding in the Mishnah kolshu, what the Gemara says, is size. And the binyan kolshu, the loch is yechayv, negate to size. Number two, when you have binyan kolshu, negate to the chibur, that's how Rashi, and Tosfos learned the sugya of Mitzadeh, over there says Rashi, also yechayv, when the chibur shvoy is the kolshu. Number three, we have a case of kolshu, the chshivas dava grua, that's the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. That's the machlokes. Shmuel is saying a dava grua, that's not nichol, that's a get of kolduhu that we're not chayiv for it. Al boino, only makar patish. Mashenki, Rav said yichayiv al boino. That is nichol to get of a boino kolshu in the Mishnah.
Be'er Hashem, on Tuesday will be Mamshech in the Mishnah, which says, Kol Eishim Lachem Lachem Es Kiemes B'Shabbos, a very important klal. Again, what's the sigil of being miskayim things on Shabbos? Slow.
Shabbos.